This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. It's the radio version of that Saturday Night Live skit that goes on way too long and never seems to improve. And now, back to Rad Radio.
I don't have time in the regular entertainment pile. What a piece of garbage SNL was this weekend. God, do I want that part of my life back.
I didn't even know there was a new episode until I saw that Dua Lipa did an amazing job on a news headline that I read.
Really? Yeah. Wow, there's an organization that should be investigated for child porn.
God, what?
Wow.
Look, if you think that Dua Lipa did a great job or that anything was good about Saturday Night Live, you clearly have something wrong with you. So I'm guessing there's some sort of child predators.
Okay.
That was an awful episode. Dua Lipa did as good as she can for being a pop singer who's also for some reason in charge of hosting, which I don't think she rises to that level. Her songs were great. Fine. Okay, good. That's what she's supposed to do. But the episode was god-awful, proving once again my theory. The show is only good now when you have a host who forces everybody to rise to your level. Mm. When it's Ryan Gosling, is it Pedro Pascal? I always screw up his name.
You got it.
I say Pablo too often. when it's somebody of that girth or whatever, they can. This was probably the worst SNL episode I can remember seeing in recent years. So good. We got that out of the way. Thank you to that liner for giving me that chance. In mere moments, we're about 10 minutes away on Rad TV from the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam. Now, what usually happens during our commercial breaks is you see the sights or sounds or both of what's going on behind the scenes. And what usually happens on the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam is you get videos, sometimes of canines, oftentimes of other animals. But we've also started a new thing. Like last week, we had the video that went viral of the bear eating the ducklings.
Yes, thank you for that.
In front of children.
No!
At a zoo in the Seattle area while they all watched on in horror. So fun thing, as animal videos or others go viral that don't deserve or warrant time on the regular show, we can just show the videos on Rad TV as a bonus canine cam. So a video that went viral over the weekend out of South Africa, people are on safari, so they're in the Jeep. No context to it, no pretext. We only get the video starting with the two lions who are on the roof of the Jeep.
No, nice. No.
Because these Jeeps go through, and animals walk up to you. You're in their area.
And these Jeeps are fitted with cages so that these animals can crawl all over them.
And the cages are supposed to protect you, but that's exactly right. They can get up on your roof.
I mean, if I'm going on safari, this would be like an extra bonus. Like, the lions got on our Jeep, dude.
And then the fact that they start to hump is the true pièce de résistance. And of course, you can see the tourists, half of them are covering their eyes like, hello again, it's nature.
Come on.
The other half are pulling a Kyle and a Rob and they're grabbing their cell phones to get canine cam footage.
This is how Simba was made, okay?
Watching history. I don't want to watch it, though.
So, but you have
right
no choice.
On the roof in front of me.
You have no choice if you're on safari. I mean, you can cover your eyes, but you're going to hear them.
Is it like when you go through one of those really cool car washes where you get to see like the lights and all like the different colored liquids flying all over your car? Is it the same thing?
There's liquids involved.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it reminds me of like going to Six Flags, get splashed by the whale, but this time by lions.
There you go.
I don't know. It lightens it up a little bit for me because that would be terrifying. At least I'm like, okay, they're occupied with each other.
Again,
they're
keeping
not thinking of us.
In line with the first hour of the show, all of Dawn's various absurd paranoias from being scared of a train going through the mountains to
it falling down the mountain.
Being concerned with animals attacking her, etc.
Yes, safari, they're on the Jeep.
Yes,
they want
exactly.
to eat you.
Right. No, they wanted to hump.
And then eat you.
And so the video went viral. By the way, the lioness was not impressed with the lion's performance, but I did find in pulling up the video, I did find that if you Google lions humping, there are all sorts of videos.
No way.
So we have a montage for you of the one that went viral and then just various footage of lions humping in the wild coming up on the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Just for the maggots, just from 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 the maggots. If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are. If you have jokes, you email us rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
We will start with 10-year-old Lily.
Oh, hi, Lily.
What do you call a monkey when you take its bananas?
What?
Furious George.
That furious little monkey.
Big D has today's dad joke, starting with, I am currently writing a book about drinking beer, and I'm on my fourth draft. What famous general was killed by a cannon?
What?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
It's not bad.
I just saw a guy walking around with a lampshade on his head. He didn't look too bright. My potato soup was spilling all over the floor. Had a leak in it. A friend told me once, you can't go around saving everyone. They have to learn to save themselves. Great friend. Terrible lifeguard. That's too funny to be a dad joke.
That's funny.
All right, now.
Hola?
Hold on.
Bread is for Mexican.
I didn't warm up my Mexican tongue. I don't do Cinco de Mayo, so it's not in. Ramon.
Hola.
Bread is for Mexican.
Is back. Remember, he was doing fat Rob jokes for that 3 weeks where I was allegedly fat.
Yeah, wow, we got a whole 3 weeks.
And then he stopped them when my appetite plateaued. And
boo.
Womp, womp.
But then little Charlie.
Not little.
Little.
From Black Dog Graphics, who runs the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
Said, dude, we got all this Fat Rob merchandise, and it's really cool. You got to keep up the Fat Rob bit. Why don't you just gain a pound a week for the next 6 months, which would put me at 24 pounds.
Oof.
And would crush me on my knees and stuff and
yes.
such. But Ramon has he got out of the Fat Rob joke business and then just started sending in some orphan jokes for Kyle.
Thank
and
you.
Some Monday jokes. I don't know. But he's back on the horse. He says, here are my Fat Rob jokes for today. I am doing my part to see a Rob plushie for sale in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
No update from Charlie about any Rob plushies. We do still have the hoodies and the tanks and all of the various shirts and the mugs available at radradio.com in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
So insert your actual favorite fat person here, I suppose. If Fat Rob was a parent, you would call him an unfit one.
Cute.
What is the only French word that Fat Rob knows?
What?
The buffet. That one's borderline true. French is the only class I ever got lower than a B in from middle school on.
Oh,
I actually got a C minus and I got a D plus one quarter. We did quarter grade.
Oh,
we?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I took French. It was French or Spanish.
Yeah, why did you choose French?
My dad had taken French, okay. And there's some type of reasoning I thought that maybe genetically it would pass down to me. Yeah. It did not.
I failed.
And it was a bad experience.
So it wasn't like you had a bad teacher. It's just difficult for the learning lessons.
No, Mademoiselle Marchemont was excellent.
Marchemont.
Oh. Yes, Marchemont. She walked in the first day and spoke all French, right?
Oh,
the first 3 minutes.
Isn't that great?
And I'm like. No, not when you're 13-ish or whatever, and you're really more eyeing her up because you know she's a thin, attractive woman.
That's right. What I was gonna ask. Was she hot?
She was thin. She was olive oily. So no, not really.
Okay. Super thin.
Google it.
So I asked you why, because in high school. It seemed the majority of us chose Spanish, but there was always
absolutely.
It was always a reason someone chose French, right? And they just like you, right? They was like, well, "What French? Why?" And they'd be like, "Well, because bup 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 bup." You're like, "Oh, okay."
I think for some reason I had this asinine thought in my head that my father would help me, knowing that his answer always was, "Look it up," or "You have to do this yourself."
See, it's funny that no matter what age or what school you went to, this is the conversation that when it came to taking a foreign language class, it was either, "Oh, I did." This because somebody else took it in my family or because this teacher was easier. That was the case when I went to school. The Spanish teacher was like your French teacher, walks in, spoke Spanish, and you just had to figure it out.
Oh, gosh.
And he was great. Senor Corn. He was an outstanding teacher, but that was the class for the overachievers, the people who are in honors. But the German class was the other foreign language class, and that was the high school football coach. That was his class, and everybody took that because it was easy.
Yeah. Next joke is from Corey.
Hey, Corey.
What is the necrophiliac's favorite band?
What?
Coldplay.
Wouldn't it be Grateful Dead, too?
Ah, thank you. That would work, too. Wendy has a few for us. When one door closes, another one opens. Other than that, it's a pretty good car. When your children are teenagers, it's important to have a dog. That way, someone in the house is actually happy to see you. What did the full glass say to the empty glass?
What?
Well, you look drunk. And here's a couple from Toby.
Toby?
A man walks into a library and asks for a book on finishing too quickly during sex. The librarian says, that book's already been checked out. Ironically, you should have come earlier. The one time. I just found my wife's Tinder profile.
Oh.
Yes, I'm so angry about her lies. She is not fun to be around. Just for the maggots, just from the maggots, just from the maggots, just from the maggots, just. email us, RAD@radradio.com. We're going to play Master Movies right now. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see George Lopez.
Ha-cha!
Francis Park, Mexico.
At Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. Everybody that wins tickets is qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday morning to have your tickets upgraded to the front row. So you're already winning great seats, but you could be upgraded to the front row on Friday morning.
Yeah, there's the French. The front row.
Right. See, I still got it. Mademoiselle Marchemont will be lay proud. We're going to play a movie clip. You got to tell us the title of the movie it's from, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie.
Oh, baguette.
Uh-huh, les droplets everywhere. And I don't even know zero.
No.
Winner. I think it's no. In French, it's no.
Cero.
I don't know. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis.
I like cero. What? That sounds better.
888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.